With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. China has announced countermeasures against the U.S. by raising tariffs on U.S. goods from 84% to 125% starting Saturday. The U.S. and China have escalated their trade war by raising tariffs.
This is the latest twist, Beijing raising its retaliatory tariffs to over 100%, basically meaning that any companies having to import would have to pay more than double. So many analysts have been telling us that these tariffs are so high that it's almost impossible for any businesses making products and trying to sell them in each other's countries to make a profit. So I think it's fair to say that the damage to bilateral trade between the world's two biggest economy is pretty much almost done.
That's BBC correspondent Mariko Oi reporting. President Trump wants the country to stick with one time.
President Donald Trump is not a fan of the semi-annual time change in the U.S., saying it's unpopular, inconvenient, and costly. Now Trump is urging Congress to push hard for more daylight at the end of the day. Trump's social media post comes a day after a Senate panel heard testimony on the issue. Last month, Trump said he was 50-50 on making a change because parents are not fond of sending their kids to school in the dark in the morning. The president's current position, calling for more daylight at the end of the day, would push the schedule forward, keeping the country on its current schedule. Daylight savings time was first adopted as a wartime measure in 1942. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A Louisiana immigration judge has ruled the U.S. can deport Columbia University graduate student Mahmoud Khalil based on the federal government's argument that he poses a national security risk. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 619 points. The Nasdaq rose 337. This is SRN News. A Passover greeting to U.S. Jews from U.S. Christians.
Troy Miller, who heads the National Religious Broadcasters Organization, is wishing Jews a peaceful and meaningful celebration of the week-long holiday that begins on Saturday night. Miller adds that, quote, "We stand in unwavering solidarity with Israel and the Jewish people, especially remembering the hostages still held in Gaza by Hamas. Passover marks God's deliverance of the people of Israel from slavery in Egypt more than 3,000 years ago." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nicaragua's war on Catholics continues. Preparations for Lent and Holy Week events are underway across Latin America, but not in Nicaragua. They've been largely banned for a second year in the Central American country. President Daniel Ortega has been punishing Catholics for their opposition to his dictatorship. More than 200 Catholic leaders and laymen have been jailed or sent into exile. This is SRN News. In consumer news, egg prices remain surprisingly high, and it's drawing attention from federal regulators.
Egg prices are at an all-time high. The Consumer Price Index says they rose yet again last month to $6.23 per dozen. That's despite the predictions President Donald Trump has made in recent weeks and what experts were expecting. The main reason egg prices are so high is because of the ongoing bird flu outbreak. More than 168 million birds have been killed since 2022 to help limit the spread of the virus. Wholesale egg prices started to drop in the middle of March because the bird flu outbreak slowed down. But prices haven't started to decline at the grocery store as much, partly because demand remains high before Easter. The soaring egg prices have raised questions about price gouging, and the Department of Justice is investigating.
That's correspondent Josh Funk reporting. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.